just in between the two, but either way, anything we do to sharpen up our emergency preparedness will put us in good stead, whether it's in the winter or the summertime. So thanks for all your hard work.
All right, I don't have any questions, but I'm going to echo what Clay said. Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
All right, next up, community relations, Honey Menifee.
I have nothing to report, thank you.
What? All right. Fair enough. And we have somebody who has just onboarded the Story County team, somebody to handle emergency management. And I will let Austin do the official introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. If you want, I'll incorporate all of mine now or do mine later. But I do want to introduce Mike Bullion. Come on up if you would like. He is our new emergency management director. I'm going to let Mike talk about his 30-plus years of experience and what you've done in your past and what you're all about, and we welcome you to the team. Come on up.
My name is Mike Bullion, and I want to thank the board for the opportunity to introduce myself as well as for the opportunity to do this job. I have retired as a peace officer. I served 36 years, both as full-time police officer, peace officer, and 8 years as a reserve after I retired. I started as a deputy sheriff in Marin County. We held up the north end of the Golden Gate Bridge. Did that for 1 year, and then I did 8 years as a police officer in the city of San Rafael in Marin County, where I served on the SWAT team, patrol, and firearms instructor. In 1997, I became a special agent with the California Department of Justice, the Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement, where I spent 3 years in the San Francisco field office doing narcotic enforcement, drug enforcement. And then I was promoted and moved up to Sacramento, where I served as a chief firearms instructor for 10 years for the Division of Law Enforcement. Got hurt and then got the opportunity to move as a supervisor of the aviation unit. So I spent my last 5 years doing what I love to do, and that was flying. And I served as the supervisor, and I also served as an observer and a crew chief on our helicopter. At that point, I retired and was hired by the city of Citrus Heights in Sacramento as a level one reserve to train their SWAT team and to do firearms instruction for them. Once I finally retired from police work, I went to work for the Central California Intelligence Center, which is part of California's Homeland Security. And we worked for the Office of Emergency Services there, where I served as a critical infrastructure protection specialist. My job was to go out to facilities in the 16 sectors of critical infrastructure and do reports on their security, take pictures, and then put a report together for them and bring them back and offer them options to consider to improve their facilities. I thought I was ready to retire, so I did this past year and realized I was not ready. So when this job became available, I jumped on it, and I'm just very appreciative of having the opportunity to do the job. And I'd like to thank Laura. She's been a tremendous help in my 1 day on the job.
Awesome. Well, that's all you're going to get. So. I hope you took notes. We won't be too rough on you today, Mike, since we know it's day one. But Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
Well, I guess the only question is, Mike, you've had an incredible history and background, and I'm sure it's fascinating. You've seen a lot of elements, especially over the California market. Have you ever seen any snow events and all of that stuff?
Snow events? I've been in them.
I just thought maybe you're seeing your first one up here this year.
No. I've been in Dayton for 5 years, so I've seen a little snow, and I spent a lot of my life enjoying Lake Tahoe. And then, of course, as a narcotics agent, we followed plenty of people up into Tahoe, both during summer and winter events. So driving in the snow is not a problem.
I'd say welcome on board, but it's trial by fire or snow in this case at this point. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell, anything for Mike?
Yeah, I was going to say, while we may be easy on you, the elements are not. So we'll let you get to work, and thanks again for joining the team. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
All right. I met you through the interview process, so I got everything I need to know. Just welcome aboard. Look forward to working with you, and see what 2023 has for us.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Moving on to the VCTC, I don't see anybody here. I don't see the comptroller's office here. I don't see the assessor's office. I don't see Drew anymore. Drew is here. Not here. I don't see IT. I don't see human resources. Community development, Eric Schoen, senior center. Justice Court. Has anybody seen Judge Harrington? Anybody? There she is.
Hi, Judge Harrington, for the record, I just wanted to let you guys know that I went to the eCourts conference, which I think I told you about the last time. I and my office manager attended. It's a worldwide conference for courts that occurs every 2 years, and we're bringing back more ideas. We're going to be ushering in electronic filing for the county, which that'll be new unless we have an event and everything electronic goes down in the county. And we're also working on the startup of the civil infraction system. We've been attending no less than 4 meetings a week for the last month on the civil infractions. It went into effect this New Year's, and nobody's able to get into it, but it's just going to be, you know, one of those things where we're just going to wait and see what happens. And it seems that, you know, all the different agencies are having a hard time communicating. Like the Department of Public Services is having a hard time communicating with the new case management system that was devised. But we'll get through it, and that's about all I had to say. This weekend, the only thing that affected me was RIMS went down. That's the sheriff's system. So I would just go into the jail and take care of everything there. You know, being only a few blocks away, I got out my side-by-side with the snow plow and plowed myself to the jail and just took care of it. And I thought, people will not do weird things when it's snowing so hard. And they did weird things, crazy things to get themselves in jail, and we took care of it. So that's all. Any questions?
Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for the judge?
Okay. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Judge. Appreciate you being here. How about the DA's office? Anything from Deputy DA Loomis?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. So I've been doing this for a few years, and I will say in 2023, I have made a note to myself that I will refer to you as the Deputy DA. No more Assistant DA. So I've changed your official title to what I think it is supposed to officially be anyway. But just so you know, I finally...
Chief Deputy?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
All right, Chief Deputy D.A. Loomis.
Didn't really give me more responsibility, but it did come with a raise.
Well, hey, okay. Well, let's call it what it is. I'm glad I brought that up. Chief County Manager Osborne.
Chief, wow. Congratulations. It's a promotion.
I look forward to seeing the other county managers. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to say other than I know our team knows how much I thank them for the work they're doing. 24 hours on all this stuff, and the level of personal attention that our residents are giving and our businesses are getting across the county. A lot of this is not in the post. It's not out there in the blast. It's none of that stuff. People are calling with very specific, unusual problems, and they're getting very specific, unusual type of treatment. And I really think, you know, Jeremy and his team, our team, all of us are running into these things as they come, and I can't be more thankful for that. So thank you all out there for what you do. That's all.
Yeah, just to, should we all get out of here, but Austin brings that up. There's been a lot going on this weekend. And somebody had mentioned to me why this isn't out there on social media, why we're not letting residents know what we've been up to. And the reality is we've all just been extremely busy. But, you know, we have sheriff's deputies out there taking personal items to some elderly folks' homes, helping them stay warm. We have firefighters out there doing the same thing with their personal gear. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we have other residents doing things, and we definitely will make a point to call out those folks once things settle down and we get a little better about managing our social media, but nobody wants to obviously pat ourselves on the back, so we'll have somebody else do the back patting. But it does need to be called out, just so the folks realize that, you know, Public Works is out there, fire district guys are out there, usually with their own personal equipment. The sheriff deputies are out there, you know, digging out people's driveways, helping them get out so they can get to a motel. You know, my neighbor Ed White, God bless him, you know, called me again to let me know he's not going to die in his house. He's down at the Silverland, you know, staying warm. He makes a joke about it, but, you know, he's there getting rescued by, you know, wonderful county residents. We will definitely make it a point to call out these folks and point out a lot of the good that the county is doing and its employees are doing. So, anyway, I wanted to touch on that while Austin had brought it up. Again, last but never least, Clerk Treasurer Hindle, what do you have for us today?
I'll be quick, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle, Clerk Treasurer, speaking primarily from the Treasurer's perspective today. I just want the commission to know that I'll work closely with our comptroller. We're going to have some increased expenses as we go through this event. I think we're well positioned from that. You all know that. Our reserves are good. We don't want to do anything that is irresponsible that would affect our county commissioner's strategic plan, capital plan by spending too much. But I do know that Jim McCain, our comptroller, is focused very much on what we can do to help through some of the pinch points right now to make sure that we're going there and we're watching our reserves and seeing if we need to move anything to help with near-term cash flow. But we are sitting strong, as I think you all know there. The second point I wanted to make from that, and as we go forward, of course, between the comptroller and myself, we can come back with very specific details if there's some cash investments we need to make or expenses, extraordinary expenses that are coming on, so we make sure we're not impacting cash flow. We are at property tax due date this week, so we do have cash coming in from that standpoint. But this, I think we also need to not so much do a knee-jerk reaction, but we do need to also factor in what we're experiencing right now in our budgeting cycle, which is going to be starting as well. And I know the comptroller's on top of that, and I'll be participating with the county manager and others. But I think this also has implications that we ought to be taking some learning from and putting it into the budgeting, because, as Commissioner Gilman said, we have experience. We have events like this up here. This is a Comstock winter, maybe not quite as much, maybe not quite as frequent, but winter is winter up here. And I think our people are well positioned for it. We just got to make sure that we anticipate that in the budgeting cycle as well.
All right. Any questions for Jim?
No questions. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks again, Jim. All right, that concludes our staff reports. Back to the regularly scheduled meeting, which brings us to public comment. Anybody change their mind? Have some public comment? No? All right. Bringing us to item number 23, which is correspondence. No action will be taken. Do you want to cover that, Austin? Just note that there's correspondence.
That would be correct.
Okay. All right. On to item number 24, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 3:34, and this meeting is adjourned. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.